Right, as a reminder, there's not going to be a shir on Thursday night. Got a wedding on Thursday night. Mazel tov to Judah Platt. We are going to do the sugya of Kiddush on Lel Shabbos tonight. We'll see how far we get, but we'll try to do whatever we can. This is a sugya in Brachos Tav Chaf Amud Beis, so this is sugya number 15 that we're doing over this summer. Pasuk says in Shemos Perichav Pasuk Ches, it should look like a familiar pasuk to us, one of the Aseres HaDibros, Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Of course, in the other version of the Aseres HaDibros, it says Shomer Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So the fact that it says Zachar in one place and Shomer in another place is relevant. The Gemara darshens it. The Gemara points out in Brachos Tav Chaf Amud Beis, Amar Rav Ad Bar Ava, Noshim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Women are chayiv in Kiddush Mida or Raisa. How do we know? Amai Mitzvah Shazman Gramu. V'Kol Mitzvah Shazman Gramu Noshim Paturos. How could you say that women are chayiv Mida Raisa in Kiddush? After all, it's a Mitzvah Shazman Gramu, and the general rule is women are part of a Mitzvah Shazman Gramu. So Amar Rabbi Mida Rabbanan. Rabbi says, yeah, but the Rabbanan came along and were mechayiv women in Kiddush anyway. Amalei Rava Vadvar Torah Ka'amar. You can't say Midrabanan when the line said Nashim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. So how do you type that up to mean Midrabanan? That's not what it means. Va'od Kol Mitzvos Aseh Nichayvinhu Midrabanan. And also, of all the Mitzvos Shazman Grama, why would they dafka pick Kiddush to make a Chiyuv Drabanan on? Meaning most Mitzvos Shazman Grama women are pater from. And they're pater, they're completely pater. They're pater midaraisa, they're pater midarabanan. Lulav, they're pater completely. Sukkah, they're pater completely. Tefillin, they're pater completely. Mila, all the mitzvah shazman grama, women are 100% pater from. We don't say that, we don't make any special rule. You know what, let's make them chayiv midarabanan. So why would it be dafka by Kiddush that we would single out as the one place to be mechayiv them midarabanan? So Rava says, I can't accept Abaye's explanation. Ella Amar Rava, rather Rava says Amar Kra Zachar. It says in Shemos Perichav in the first version of the Aseres HaDibros, it says Zachar, and it also says Vishamar. It also says Shamar in the second version of the Aseres HaDibros. So we assume that there's a connection between the Zachar and the Shamar. What's the connection? So the connection is called Sheyeshna B'Shmira, Yeshna B'Zechira. Shmira's Shabbos means to not do any melachos, to not do any of the Isurim of Shabbos. Those are the los haseis of Shabbos. So all women are obviously obligated in Shmira Shabbos. They're obligated in all the los haseis of Shabbos. So you make a drasha, since we just replaced that one word, Zachar for Shamar, that whoever is included in the los haseis in Shmira Shabbos is also included in Zechiras Shabbos. And Zechiras Shabbos is Kiddush. Zachar, Siyama Shabbos Akadsho, is a reference to the mitzvah of Kiddush. Vahani Nashi, so women hold the Isnu B'Shmira, Isnu B'Zechira. Since they're included in Shmira Shabbos, they're included in Zechiras Shabbos as well, even though in Echanami, Zechiras Shabbos is Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Now, as a parenthetical note, the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva in Aruch Chaim Tzim Kufchei Hei in source number 3 over here raises the question of why do we even need this drasha? Talmi Kal Sheyeshna B'Shamar Yeshna B'Zachar. There should be a more obvious reason that women are chayavos in Kiddush, and that is that Kiddush is meant to highlight not only Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we happen to highlight in Kiddush, but also primarily Shabbos, which is Zecher L'Maisa Bereishis. So that's something that certainly applies to women. Women benefit from Maisa Bereishis every day, the same way men benefit from Maisa Bereishis. And typically speaking, when you have a Mitzvah Shazman Grama that applies equally to women, so the Gemara has a concept, Afin Ha'ibos Ha'Neis, that women are also included in the Neis, and therefore they're also included in the Mitzvah. That's why women are Chayavos in Mikra Megillah, in Ner Chanukah, in Dalit Kosos. Afin Ha'ibos Ha'Neis, why shouldn't they be included? They were included in the Neis, mainly they're included in the Mitzvah also. So Chassam Sofer says, why don't we say the same thing by Kiddush? And then he says, you know what? Forget about by Kiddush. We could say it by so many other places also. Tefillin is a Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and women were included in Tefillin, right? So why don't we say that women are not included in Tefillin, but they were included in Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why don't we say Afin Ha'ibos Ha'Neis over there? So Chassam Sofer suggests, he says Ha'emes Yoredarko, that Tefillin are Einam Itam Yetzias Mitzrayim L'chud. says what tefillin is really about is not really primarily about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tefillin is primarily about what the Gemara says in Brachos Davav Amar Aleph, that Hashem wears tefillin that says Mikamcha Yisrael, and we wear tefillin that says Shema Yisrael Shema Kirel Shema Chad. So it's a reference to the special relationship that Klal Yisrael gets to enjoy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is that's the real inyan of tefillin. It's not an inyan of the nais of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore you don't say Afino Yibosa Nais, because in order to say Afino Yibosa Nais, you have to be talking about a nais. So a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a nais. So we don't include women in tefillin based on Afino Yibosa Nais, because the primary issue of tefillin is not really nais related. If I'm not mistaken, he says, yeah. He says, V'chein Shmir Shabbos, Ikaro Zikaro L'Maseh Bereishis. Even though in Kiddush we do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the Ikar is really Maseh Bereishis. And therefore, we're not going to be Mechayev them just because they were included in Yetzias Mitzrayim. I guess what he was suggesting is they were not really included in Maseh Bereishis. They may benefit from it, but they weren't there, right? Men was created in Maseh Bereishis, but then woman was created from men. Or maybe he's just saying that's not a nace. That's the creation of Teva. Maseh Bereishis is the origination of Teva. So even though it's something amazing, but it's not, it wouldn't fit the definition of a nace, so maybe you wouldn't say Afino Yibosa Nace. There's a lot to discuss on that kasha. There are many other ways one could have answered that kasha of the Chasam Sofer. For instance, just to mention quickly, there's a machlokas rishonim, what Afino Yibosa Nace means. Does Afino Yibosa Nace mean they were also included, or that they were the Iker Hanes? That bizchus nashim tzidkaniyos nigalu mitzrayim, and that's why we say afino yibosa nes by yitzias mitzrayim, because it's not just they happen to have been involved by Megillah. It's because they happen to be involved. No, Esther was the ikar anes, the whole Megillah. It's all about Esther's story. She's the ikar anes. So maybe it's only when they're the ikar anes where you would be hard pressed to say that when it comes to Maaseh Bereishis. Even though you could say it when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, but not when it comes to Maaseh Bereishis. There are other ways to answer this question as well. For instance, we only find that Afino Yibosa Nes applies to Mitzvos Midrabanan. The Balei HaTosos, right, in a couple of places in Shas, in Pesachim, in Megillah, you don't find Afino Yibosa Nes by Mitzvos Da'oraisa, and even if you do find it by mitzvahs da'oraisa, other shittos in the Balei HaTosos say, you never find that it's mechayev mida'oraisa. Meaning, even if it would apply to a mitzvah da'oraisa, it might only be mechayev mida'rabanan. So let's say you would start with a mitzvah da'oraisa. Let's say we would apply it to sukkah, which we don't, because we have kol ezrach. But let's say we would apply it to sukkah. Sukkah is a mitzvah da'oraisa. Even if we were to apply afino yibosa nes to sukkah, it would only be mechayev women mida'rabanan. So we understand very well, we need a drasha, Zachar v'Shamor, to teach me that women are chayavos in Kiddush, midaraisa, not just midrabanan. Okay, good, so this is just the basic concept. Yeah.
Why does any question come off the ground in regards to women, and even Shazman Gram or anything, if Shabbos is clearly, I thought it's pretty clear Shabbos is like for everyone, all the Jews, you know what I'm saying?
Well, so Shmira Shabbos is, but Zachira Shabbos, meaning the mitzvah save Shabbos, why? Right? Why should women be included? There's a machlokas rishonim why women are included in shalashuddas. Right? Do women eat shalashuddas? So most women, I don't know. You know, in many communities that they don't, for whatever reason. So this is not a new thing. It's a problem, because all the rishonim say they're chayiv in shalashuddas, but there's a big machlokas. Why are they chayiv in shalashuddas? You have to take each mitzvah saseh of Shabbos and look at it carefully and say, isn't this a mitzvah shazman grama? Why should women be chayavos? So Zachar Shem Shabbos Kacho tells us Kiddush. Doesn't really tell us anything else. Are women chayav in Avdallah? Maybe, maybe not. Right? That's also a mitzvah shazman grama. So we have to look at each one separately. But yeah, Shmira Shabbos, for sure, women are included. Yeah.
Well, in the Balei HaTosos, we're talking about being chayav derabanan. Does that mean there would be kiyum deraisa?
No, probably not. Probably only derabanan.
Meaning that there's a
d'oraisa
something, is there not?
No, if we're dealing with a mitzvah that were d'oraisa for men, like sukkah, let's say, and we were somehow able to apply afino yibosa nes, it would only make women chayiv in that same mitzvah midrabana. They wouldn't
get a d'oraisa for doing it.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's an enum mitzvah v'yosa, so you, it's sort of meaning the same daraisa that they get now for doing it. It's an enum mitzvah v'yosa, but there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv daraisa. Kiyum, yeah, because you know there are a lot of volunteer anyway. A woman wears tzitzis, she gets a kiyum daraisa. Anything that's not usher for them to do, there are a lot of volunteer even if they're not chayavos. How does one do this mitzvah of Zachris Yom HaShavuot Zekatcha? There's a major discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim. The Rambam, just on the simplest level, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Semen HaTorah in Parach Chav Tes Halacha Aleph of Vilcha Shabbos, Mitzvah Semen HaTorah L'Kadesh Yom HaShabbos Bidvarim. The way to do it, simply with words. Shnemar Zachris Yom HaShavuot Zekatcha, Klomer, Zachreyu Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush. What kind of words? Words of Shevach V'Kiddush, of praise and sanctification of Shabbos, and then the Rambam adds, "V'tzarich lizachreyu b'knisaso ubi yitziyaso." How does one fulfill Zachris Yom HaShabbos Zekatcha? Not only by saying Kiddush, but also by yitziyaso when Shabbos ends by saying Havdalah. That's all part of Zachris Yom HaShabbos Zekatcha. B'knisaso b'kiddush hayom b'tziyaso b'havdalah. So this is a critical Rambam for a couple of reasons. Number one, the Rambam defines for us how to do Kiddush. So, and within that, he says two important rules. Words alone are enough, midaraisa. You don't need a kos, you don't need anything. Words alone are enough, midaraisa. And number two, in regards to the how to do Kiddush, what words do you need to say? Not just anything about Shabbos, it has to be Shevach v'Kiddush, words of praise and specialness of Shabbos. Good. The second chiddush of the Rambam is that the mitzvah of Zachar not only includes Kiddush, it also includes Havdalah. So again, chiddush number one is how to do Kiddush, and within that chiddush you have an A and a B. The A, that you do it with words, and B, which words to say. And then chiddush number two is that the chiyuv that the mitzvah of Zachir Shabbos relates to Havdalah as well. Now, why do you need words? Should Hirhur be good enough? Prima Gadim raises the issue. Well, if I have to be Mekadesh Shabbos, so maybe it just means get into a Shabbistic mood, so I should think nice things about Shabbos. Mechi Tasty that I have to say words of Kiddush. So Prima Gadim says he's not sure, but there is a Medrash that seems pretty clear about this, that words need to be enunciated, they need to be verbalized, it's not enough to just have a thought. The Sifra writes in Parshas B'chukosai, V'cheinu omer zachar se'ma Shabbos akacho, yachol belibcha, kishu omer shomer hare shmiras lev amura, hamani mekayim zachar, shetei shona beficha. Shomer is shmiras lev. Shomer, a very interesting reading of the Sifra. Most of the time we would read Shomer, like we said before, as the losa says of Shabbos, the what not to do. Now he's reading, the Sifra's reading, the Medrash's reading, Shomer Sifra Shabbos Akacho, think about Shabbos, internalize Shabbos, feel Shabbos. That's Shmira Belev. Zachar Sifra Shabbos Akacho means you have to actually say it. Where else do we have mitzvah of Zechira that needs to be verbalized, that it's not good enough to think? Amalek, right? The Gemara darshins explicitly in Megillah that it says Al Tishkach already tells me that I'm not allowed to forget them. What is Zachar? What does it mean that Yizachar Sashar Salcha Amalek? So it must be that it's a din to speak, to say it out. So similarly over here, the Sifra darshins, because there's another pasuk that already tells me to have it in my heart, Zachar must tell me that I have to say it. Now there are Rishonim that think that perhaps there's more to Kiddush Midaraisa. The Tosos Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav Amid Aleph discusses the possibility that maybe Kiddush Al Yayin is Daraisa. I'd rather right now stick with the Shitas Rambam for our purposes. Right? Let's assume words are alone are enough. Yeah.
All right. So the Sifra of that the Zachor and the Shomer being the leaven with your mouth. Isn't that's the same? That's pretty much the same thing as saying Asay and Lotasay, because a leiv is the same thing as you're doing it. It's like kind of passively.
It's not a Lotasay though. Shomer means the way the Sifra is understanding Shomer. It's not a Lotasay. It's keep Shabbos in your heart. It's an assay that you don't have to do an action for. You don't need a maisa. You just got to keep Shabbos in your heart.
I'm saying it just seems interrelated. Like Shomer is like having your heart. Like it's not doing a lotase. Is like.
Let's put it this way. That Sifra clearly disagrees with our Gemara or is reading Shomer differently than our Gemara. When our Gemara says Kol Sheyesh Shomer Yesh Shomer Zachar, it's clearly referring to los hases, because the Gemara is working with the assumption that women are chayavos in shamar. So if shamar meant belayf, who says women are chayav in that? Right. So clearly, it's working with a slightly different, and it could be there are multiple readings of the word shamar. Not that it's disagreeing with our Gemara, but it's reading shamar in a different way, in addition to the way our Gemara reads it. Yeah.
When the Rambam says the kiddush shevach in kiddush, so is a shevach different than kiddush, like.
Good. Let's see. We'll see in a moment. Now, what kind of words are good enough? So the Magen Avram, Reishayin Aleph, Sivkat Aleph, writes that one way to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, according to the Rambam, is just to daven. You daven on Friday night. And you definitely say words of Kiddush in your tefillos on Friday night. You say very nice things about Shabbos in your tefillah on Friday night. So that's enough. That's enough to be Yotzei Yer Chiyuv. Now, he says, right, the Magen Avraham, about five lines into that passage in source number 7, V'nira li d'mida oraisa b'kiddush amr b'tefillah sagi d'kra k'siv zochros yom ha-Shabbos v'arei zochroso. Pasuk says Zachar Yom Shabbos. You mention it in Tefillah. Good. Yaitzezayin. The Kiddush Makom Suda Rabbanon Tiknu. The fact that you have to say Kiddush again at your Suda and do the Suda and juxtapose the Suda with the Kiddush, that's a Dinda Rabbanon, right? Mishe Lo Yayin Lo Yikadish Klal. Okay, whatever. And his right is the fact that Tosfos quotes according to Rabbeinu Tam that if you don't have wine, then you don't say Kiddush at the Suda. What do you mean? You don't have wine, which clearly is only Chiv Midrabanan, so you're not going to say Kiddush at the Suda. You're going to uproot a whole mitzvah d'oraisa. No, it must be you're already yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa. Kiddush by the Suda is a mitzvah d'rabanan, but you're already yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa with Kiddush b'tefillah. So that's one level of Kiddush. The Magen Avraham, that in tefillah itself you yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Haggos to the Shulchan Aruch, which I'm not sure where I put this Rabbi Kiva Eger. Yeah, if you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, source number 21, I don't know how it ended up in number 21, but he says, V'gam l'cha r'lav davka tefillah. You don't even need to daven. You need to daven, but not for the mitzvah of Kiddush. El d'kol shemazkir shevach, anytime you mention any shevach, v'omer shabata tavata, gam ken yotzei d'mikol makom hiskir Shabbos. As long as you mention some sort of shavach, like saying Shabbata Tavata, so that's a good enough mention of Shabbos that you already yotzei. What's Shabbata Tavata? Good Shabbos. Shabbos is good. Something very short. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. It doesn't need to be a bracha that the Chazal were misakein and you know or anything like that. Matbeah shetavu chachamim or anything like that. Just a simple, nice word about Shabbos, and that would be enough to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. Now, the Rambam seems to be assuming, when he says that you say divrei shevach the kiddush, that the nature of the mitzvah of kiddush is to identify what's different about Shabbos than the rest of the week, right? Shevach, you praise Shabbos over the other days, the kiddush, and you show how it's more sanctified than the other days of the week, right? The Rambam seems to understand that the gedder of the mitzvah of kiddush is to show that Shabbos is different than all of the other days. And this fits very, very nicely with other things that the Rambam says. For instance, the Rambam, in Perek Lamed Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, lists off altogether the four mitzvahs of Shabbos, two midoraisa and two midivrei kabbalah. And he makes them sound like there's some sort of relationship between these mitzvahs, even though ostensibly there doesn't seem to really be a relationship. Right? The Rambam writes, Arba dvar nemru b'Shabbos, shnayim min haTorah, v'shnayim midivrei sofrim. There are two mitzvahs midoraisa and two mitzvahs midivrei sofrim, v'en mufrash nal yidei neviim, that were given to us midivrei kabbalah. Shebetorah, zachar v'shamur, v'shen esparsh al yidei neviim, kibud va'onek. Shneimar v'kras l'Shabbos onek, l'kod l'shem mechubad. So you see, kavod Shabbos, onek Shabbos, those are mitzvahs midivrei sofrim that are based on the Navi. Zachar Shabbos, Zachira Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, that's midoraisa. Why does he have to list off together? There are four mitzvahs of Shabbos. What do the first two have to do with the last two? Kibud va'onek, they're in the same pasuk. I see that they're connected. Zachar and Shamar, the Gemara connects with each other. But what connects the Zachar and Shamar with the Kibud va'onek? So Salvechik explained very beautifully in Shirim L'Zeich Rabba Mari. Rav Salvechik explained Shnei Advar Midivrei Sofrim Sheim Ufrash Mal Yidei Neviim Muhuvim Amnam Shtei Mitzvos Musuyamos Ubufchina Zu Chutshu Al Yidei Neviim Ulam, b'nogel kiyumim, muhuva hina hemshech mitzvos zachar v'shamar shenemru b'Torah. He says it's true. Kavod Shabbos, Onek Shabbos, they're independent mitzvos. They're not really done the same way as Zechira Shabbos and Shmira Shabbos. Shmira Shabbos is don't plow. Zechira Shabbos is say Kiddush. Kavod Shabbos is set the table for Shabbos. Onek Shabbos is eat good foods and enjoy your Shabbos. Right? They're all done in different. They all have different definitions. They're all different mitzvos. They each can be identified separately. However, says Rav Soloveitchik, what we find according to the Rambam is that Kavod and Onek Shabbos is the extension of Zechiras and Shmiras Shabbos. Because the Pasuk says across the Shabbos Oneg, it's mefaresh what the yesod of Zechiras and Shmiras Shabbos is. Meaning, kisha adam makbir al Oneg v'kibur, hu mashlim es mitzvah zachar v'shamar. L'ficha kibur haramim kibur v'oneg im zachar v'shamar. Why, what is Zechiras Shabbos? Zechiras Shabbos is not just mentioning that it's Shabbos, but show that Shabbos is different. Show that Shabbos is special. How do you show that it's special and different? Well, one way is by saying that it's special and different, but another way, midivrei sofrim, midivrei kabbalah, that we also show that it's special, is by doing special things in advance of Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos, i.e., kavod Shabbos, and enjoying the day more than we would enjoy other days, i.e., Oneg Shabbos. So it's a direct extension of Zechiras Shabbos. In the Yartzeit Shir, he also explains why it's a direct extension of Shmiras Shabbos, but that's not our issue for right now. But you see clearly that they're a direct extension of Zechiras Shabbos. That's how the Rambam is magdir the mitzvah of Kiddush. Show why Shabbos is different, Shabbos is special, Shabbos is great. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush. Look how the Ramban defines the mitzvah of Kiddush, though. The Ramban seems to say something else entirely. Source number 11, the Ramban, on the Pasuk, Zachar Shem HaShabbos Kasho, Aval Rabbeinu Od Bo Medrash, Mimilas Lekadcho, Sheniktasheu Bizikaron, that we're supposed to be Makdash Shabbos in our memory, Kinyin V'Kedashta Mishnas HaChamishim Shana, Shu Toin Kiddush Bezin Lomar B'Yovel Mekudash Mekudash. He gives you a dimyon, he gives you a mashal. He says, you know what Kiddush is like? It's just like another mitzvah we have in the Torah that also is a Kiddush of sorts, to be Mekadesh the 50th year, Shnas HaYovel. Afkan Tzivah Sheniskor Yom HaShabbos B'Kadshenu also. So too, we have to mention Shabbos as we are being Mekadesh it. That's what the Ramban compares it to. He also has another comparison, I think. He says at the end, Kagon Kiddush HaChodesh V'Kiddush HaYovel. Again, Kiddush HaYovel or Kiddush HaChodesh. That when we're being Mekadeshit, what do we do? What do we do when we do Kiddush HaChodesh? We just declare it's Rosh Chodesh. Kiddush HaYovel, this year's Yovel. Do we have to say, and Yovel is such a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem allows all the lands to go back to their original owners? And that. No, we don't do any of that. We just say, Bezin declares, Yovel! Right? They have to verbalize it. But that's what... So it's not about saying or showing why it's more special than the other days of the week. Just like by Yovel, it's not about saying or showing why that year is more special than the other days. It's just that sometimes when we have a special time that's about to begin, the Torah demands that we verbalize it, that we just verbalize what that time is. Yovel, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos. You verbalize it. That's it. So the way the Ramban understands very, very different than the Rambam. The mitzvah of Kiddush is not to say what's special about Shabbos, just to verbalize, this is it, this is different. L'may nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban, a lot of nafkaminas. The Rambam understands, Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, to show that Shabbos is very special. So the Rambam also understands that not only includes the mitzvah of Kiddush, it also includes the mitzvah of Havdalah. Why? Because you bookmark it. You show... Right, and the bookends, whatever, you show that at the beginning and at the end, this day is going to be a special day, this day was a special day, and now it's ending and we're going to regular days. Whereas the Ramban, do we find at the end of Yovel that they say, Ois Yovel? No, you don't have to do anything like that. Do we find at the end of the day of Rosh Chodesh, Ois Rosh Chodesh, it's the end of Rosh Chodesh now we go back to the... You don't have such a thing. You only say at the beginning, when that Zman starts, you just declare, you declare verbally that Zman. That's all you have to do. So this is a reflection of their understanding of the geder of the mitzvah, of the nature of the mitzvah in the first place. When it's about sanctifying and showing how special and unique Shabbos is, it makes sense to do it in both bookends, to show when Shabbos is beginning, when Shabbos ends. But when it's similar to Yovel and to Rosh Chodesh, so you just do it right at the beginning. Another possible nafkamina, and this is all from the Sefer, five nafkaminas, whatever it is we're going to say, are all from the Sefer Chemdes Yam. Hopefully we'll get beyond the six nafkaminas tonight, we'll see. The second nafkamina is the Ramban. Well, that's not a second nafkamina. I have Ramban's approach to Yovel and Kiddush HaChodesh. That's not a nafkamina. Another nafkamina is, second nafkamina is that the Ramban uses this as a raya. He uses his idea as a raya that Kiddush Hayom must only be midrabbanan. Saying Kiddush during the day must only be midrabbanan. Why? Why must it only be midrabbanan? Because do you ever find in Yovel that in the middle of the year you have to scream out it's Yovel? Rosh Chodesh, in the middle of the day, they have to say it's Rosh Chodesh? No. The whole idea is when it's starting, say, here it is, it's starting. But according to the Rambam, this would not be a raya that Kiddush Hayom is midrabbanan. Kiddush Hayom might be midrabbanan, but certainly it wouldn't be a raya from the nature of the mitzvah. Why? Because the nature of the mitzvah is to say Shabbos is special. Maybe you should do that during the day also. For instance, what if you didn't say Kiddush at night? Is Kiddush during the daytime midaraisa? According to Ramban, maybe not. Because you missed it, you blew it at the beginning of the day. That's when you're supposed to... According to the Rambam, it's just about declaring the Kedusha and what makes it special and makes it unique. So the attitude toward Kiddush Hayom may be different if you're looking at it from a Rambam perspective than if you're looking at it from a Ramban perspective. Another naftamina. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chavtes, Halacha Yud. Says the Rambam, Mishin eskavin lekadish aliyayim b'leile Shabbos v'shachach v'notol yadav kodem sheikadish harizim akadish alapas v'edim kadish aliyayin achash notol yadav l'suda. Umitzel varich aliyayin biyom haShabbos kodem sheyisod suuda shniya v'zehu anikra kiddusha rabba varich bar priyagofen b'vad v'shos v'achakach yitol yodav v'yisod. You're supposed to say Kiddush before you eat, right, on Shabbos day. Says the Rambam, v'asur lo la'adam sheyitam klum kodem sheyikadesh. You're not allowed to eat anything before you say Kiddush during the daytime either. Not allowed to eat anything before you say Kiddush. Says the Ravid, Mechitesi. Amar Avram, B'chai Roshi, Yimi Svar, Amra Lo Savar Miyamav, Svar P'chusa Mizu. Ravid is really unhappy about this. If this is a Svar that the Rambam came up with, such a smart man never had such a stupid Svar, says the Ravid. Ulvisha, except he doesn't say the smart man part. Ulvisha Karu, Kiddusha Rabba, Yatzalo. They call it Kiddusha Rabba. So that's where the Rambam gets this whole idea that you need to say it before you eat. You can't eat before Kiddush? Veinu klum, that's garbage. Shekvar niskadish hayom b'knisasa alayayin kodim shiyitom. Guess what? As soon as the day started, before you eat anything, it was already, the day already is kadosh. And you already said Kiddush the night before. V'yilbol l'kadosh b'yom alapas, milo m'kadosh v'tachshav motzi b'makom b'chsiyayin v'yachal, etc., etc. The Rife is very unhappy about this. They're not allowed to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos morning, says the Rife. So, the explanation of this machlokas Rambam Ravid may lie in the words of the Maram Chalava on Meseches Psachim Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. The Maram Chalava on Psachim Kuf Vav Amud Aleph explains, it's interesting, he has an interesting typo. He writes, Haramban Zal Kasav Sha'asu Litom Klum Kodem Kiddush Zeh. The Ramban does not say that. The Rambam. A lot of times you have typos, Rambam, but over here it's an important one because this is the whole Nekudas of Machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam. He says, the Rambam writes, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush during the day. Kamo Kiddush HaLayla, just like you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush at night. Ve'eno mechuvar, he says, I don't agree with this. De'ein ze Kiddush mamish, says Ram Chalva, because the Kiddush during the day isn't really Kiddush. Shekvar niskadesh hayom pamachas. Because we already mekadesh the yom once. Ve'lo matzinu lekiddush beizdin lelayla uliyom. When beizdin is mekadesh, what's beizdin mekadesh? A Rosh Chodesh, a Yovel. Do they do it at night and then again during the day? No. So this Kiddush also, Kiddush Shabbos, why would it be done night and then again during the day? In the nighttime, that's the real Kiddush. It's already done. Kiddush is done. This kiddush we say during the day is the takanas chachamim to be koveh su'uda al hayayim, period. It's takanas chachamim that when you have your su'uda, make sure there's wine there. That's the whole kiddush during the day. Make sure there's wine there. It has nothing to do with eating before. So what you see is that the reason the Ravid and the other Rishonim, the Rambam Chalava explains, the reason the Rishonim don't like this Rambam is because they view the Kiddush during the day as being fundamentally different than the Kiddush at night. The Kiddush at night is the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Yovel, okay, that's the Kiddush at night. Kiddush during the day is fundamentally different. It's some sort of Takanas Chacham to have a Suda together with Yayin. But the Rambam would say that it's Asur to eat before Kiddush during the day because in the Rambam's view, Kiddush during the day is not dissimilar at all from Kiddush at night. The Yisod is the same. Show that Shabbos is special. Say something nice about Shabbos. Make Shabbos different. Right? That's the Rambam's view. And therefore, it makes sense that whatever rules we have for Kiddush at night, you should also have for Kiddush by day, even if it's only Derabbanan. But the Rabbanan were misaking it to be an extension of that concept of Kiddush, of that same Geder HaMitzvah of Kiddush. So maybe that's another nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ravid. Another nafkamina. Ram Chalava holds that women are potter from Kiddush Hayom. Women are potter from Kiddush during the day. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, source number 14, Kol mitzvos lo sasei shebetora, echad anashim ve'echad nashim chayavim, chutz mi bal tashchis u'bal takif u'bal yitma koin lemesim. Okay, all the lo sasei in the Torah of women and men are chayavim, except for a few exceptions. And here it is. V'kol mitzvah sasei she'i mizman lezman, ve'ino tedira. Any mitzvah sasei she'azman grama, nashim peturos, women are part of from, chutz, mikiddush hayom, v'achidus matzah b'lei lepesach, v'achidus lepesach, shkidas v'hak, l'simcha, nashim chayavos. Kiddush hayom is one of the exceptions. Women are chayavos in kiddush hayom. Now, kiddush hayom pashtus just means kiddush, right, the Chayiv and Kiddush, which is Beferish in our Gemara, but it also means Kiddush Hayom. It also might mean Kiddush Hayom, that even the Kiddush we say during the daytime, that women are Chayavos. And if that's not a convincing Rambam, the Magen Mishnah in Perek Chavtes, Halacha Aleph, says much more clearly that women are Chayavos in Kiddush Hayom. He says, Memra Mufureshes, the women are Chayavos in Kiddush Hayom, Dvar Torah, that women are absolutely chayiv based on our Gemara, that they're chayiv in Kiddush Hayom. Now, they're definitely chayiv in Kiddush at night. So why would the Rambam say they're chayiv in Kiddush during the day, and Ram Chalva and others say that women are not chayiv in Kiddush during the day? They're definitely chayiv in Kiddush at night. Why wouldn't they be chayiv in Kiddush during the day? So it could be that it's the same issue. That if you hold like the Ramban and Ram Chalva, yeah, they're only going to be chayiv in Kiddush at night because that's the real Kiddush. Kiddush Hayom is some other takana derabanan, some takana to have bikoveh the sudal yain. It's got nothing to do with anything. It's a totally separate chiyuv, but the Rambam views it as one and the same. Yeah?
Why doesn't the Rambam say that they're also chayiv in Kiddush
Halayla? Right, so, right, that's why I said that Rambam is not so convincing because probably what he means by Kiddush Hayom is Kiddush at some point over Shabbos, right? But the Rambam seems to view it as a package deal. They're chayiv in Kiddush. However many times you say Kiddush, nighttime, daytime, that's the Pashtos. They're chayiv in Kiddush. Another most fascinating nafkamina to me is the following. The Gemara Maseches Brachos and the Chav Zayinim base tells us, Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos Be'erv Shabbos. That Rav would daven the Shabbos Tfilos, he would daven Mariv on Friday night before Shabbos really began, when it was still Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Omer Kedush Alakos, O Ein Omer Kedush Alakos. Did he say Kiddush also? Meaning, this Friday night, most of us are going to make early Shabbos probably. I'm going to make early Shabbos, right? We have a Davin Plag. Good. So by the time I'm saying Kiddush, it's not Shabbos yet, really. I mean, it's Shabbos for me, because I'm being Moslem, Michal Al Kodesh, but it's not really Shabbos. So the Gemara says, are you allowed to say Kiddush at that time? Toshema, Dam Rav Nachum, Namar Shmuel, Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos, Berev Shabbos, Va'omer Kedush Alakos. Yeah, you say Kiddush at that time as well. Right? That's very clear. The Gemara says that Rav used to do that. For some reason I wrote in the outline over here, Rebbe, not Rebbe, Rav, that Rav used to do that. Says the Ra'ah, wow, you're allowed to say Kiddush. Now Kiddush is a mitzvah midoraisa. So is Tosefes Shabbos an Inyan Midar Raisa or only Midar Rabbanan? The Ra'ah says, if it were only an Inyan Midar Rabbanan, then you would not be allowed to say Kiddush during Tosefes Shabbos. Meaning, if on a Dar Raisa level, it's not Shabbos, so how could you be Yotze in the midst of Kiddush? It must be that Tosefes Shabbos is Dar Raisa. Right? The Ra'ah says, this Gemara is the Raya that being Mosef, Mechol Al Kodesh, adding time to Shabbos, is Dar Raisa. Otherwise, you'd never be allowed to say Kiddush. The Rambam holds that Tosefes Shabbos is not Daraisa, it's only the Rabbanan. There's only one Tosefes that the Rambam holds as Daraisa, and that's Tosefes Inui in Yom Kippur. The only time the Rambam talks about a Tosefes Midaraisa is in Hilchos Shvisas Asar. Now, Halachos of Yom Kippur, in Perek Aleph Halachavav. Kishem she shvos melachabo ben biyom ben belayel kach shvos li inoy ben biyom ben belayel v'tzarich lahosiv mechol al kodesh b'knisas al b'tziyaso shneemar v'inisim esnafshasechem v'tishal l'chodesh b'erev kolomar hizchil latzum l'sanos me'erev tisha asamot ha'asiri. That's where we have a din of Tosefes. But by Shabbos, there's no din of Tosefes midaraisa. So wait a second. The Rambam holds, everyone holds, Kiddush is daraisa. Right? The Gemara says clearly Rav would make Kiddush early. But the Rambam holds early isn't Shabbos. So how can the Rambam possibly hold that you're allowed to make Kiddush early? Early isn't Shabbos midaraisa, only midarabbanan it's Shabbos. Kiddush is a mitzvah daraisa. How could you make Kiddush early? So the answer is very, very simple. The Rambam says it explicitly how you can make Kiddush early. The Rambam in Peruch of Tesalachi Ralph writes, "Yesh lo adam lekadish al kos erev Shabbos mi ba'od yom, af al pi shelo nichnasa haShabbos." What's the proper zman for Kiddush? Says the Rambam, not after Shabbos starts. Proper zman for Kiddush is erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos starts. Haraya, the Rambam understands Kiddush and Avdalah is two sides of the same coin. They're both a key in the mitzvah of Zechir Shabbos, right? When do you say Avdalah? You say it on Shabbos. You say it after Shabbos. So it stands to reason that the flip side of that coin, Kiddush, is going to be said a little bit before Shabbos. Meaning, the Rambam says, of course, in Achinami, of course Rav was allowed to make Kiddush in this Zman Tosefes. Not in spite of the fact that it's not Shabbos, but because of the fact that it's not Shabbos. That's the ideal time to say Kiddush. Right before it's really Shabbos. Why? Why is that the ideal time to say Kiddush? So it could be that if it's an Inyan, like the Ramban says, that the whole idea of Kiddush is when a day becomes Rosh Chodesh, when a year becomes Yovel, Beis Din declares it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Yovel. It's a mitzvah being Mekadesh, that which is already Kadosh, that which is already there. That's like it is by Rosh Chodesh and Yovel. So then you're supposed to say Kiddush when Shabbos starts. And that's what the Ra'ah is saying. It's got to be Tosefes Shabbos Daraisa, otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to say Kiddush. You got to say Kiddush when Shabbos already started. But if the whole Inyan is like the Rambam says, to highlight that Shabbos is going to be special, that Shabbos is different. You know what else highlights that Shabbos is different? We saw from a Salvechik before. Kavod Shabbos. What do you do with Kavod Shabbos? Cooking, cleaning, everything you do on Friday, everything you do in advance. The best way to highlight that Shabbos is special is right before it starts, prepare in advance and say, guess what, we're about to start the most special day of the year, and right after it ends, that was the end of the most special day of the year, now we're going back to the regular week. It makes much more sense, according to the Rambam, that you can have it before and after Shabbos and doesn't have to be on Shabbos. Furthermore, final nafkamina will say, we saw Rabbi Kiva Eger before, that saying Shabbat Tava is good enough to be Yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush. The Bir Halacha is unhappy with that. He says, Hine Reisi B'Kiddush Rabbi Kiva Eger Shemestapek Du'la Yotze HaMitzvah Ba'amir Shabbat Tava B'lvad U'lepele Harei Aram Kassav Zabin Nezachir Shavach V'Kiddush. How could saying good Shabbos be good enough? You have to say something special about Shabbos. Saying good Shabbos isn't good enough. You didn't say anything special about Shabbos, says the Bir Halacha. So how could it possibly be okay? But who else do you have to say something special about Shabbos? The Rambam does. The Ramban holds, what do you have to say? Just say that it's Shabbos. Don't say anything special about Shabbos. Just say Shabbos. Same way in Rosh Chodesh, you say Rosh Chodesh. Same way Yovel, you say Yovel. Not necessary to say anything more. So it could be this machlokas, the Kivegar and the Bir Alacha, is similar to the machlokas Rambam Ramban. Or is Tully in that machlokas Rambam Ramban. So there's six nafkaminas again, in this fundamental machlokas Rambam Ramban, about how one is Yotze, the mitzvah of Kiddush, not how one. What is the geder of the mitzvah of Kiddush, Midah Raisa? What are we trying to do with Kiddush? Rambam, we're trying to show how Shabbos is different. Ramban, you just say that it's Shabbos, because it's just sometimes when something kadosh happens, you're supposed to verbalize it. Yeah.
Is it possible to say that when you say Shabbos is really good, and you're basically making a distinction between that and that?
Yes, I think that's the Pashto understanding of Rabbi Kivega. That by saying Shabbat Tova, first of all, Shabbat Tova doesn't necessarily mean good Shabbos. It might mean Shabbos is good, in which case it is Divrei Shavach. Right? And also, even if you say good Shabbos, you don't say to people good Sunday. You say have a good day, maybe, but you don't say good Sunday, good Monday. So even by the fact that you're singling out Shabbos as something to say good Shabbos, that might be enough for the Rambam. Maybe. So maybe Ruki Vega is even within the Rambam. Good. What I really wanted to discuss tonight, and we'll discuss for the next 10 minutes or so before I have to run, is the Chiddush of the Dogon Ravava. Dogon Ravava raises a very famous kasha. He writes in source number 23, Vamno Mashani Mistapik. Let me say that side. Let's take what we know. We know that a person is Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush according to the Rambam when you say Divrei Shevach the Kiddush of Shabbos. The Magen Avraham said that one fulfills that in Tefillah. Because in Tefillah you definitely say enough nice things about Shabbos. So when you daven Marav and Shul, you definitely fulfill that. Good? So I daven Marav and Shul, I'm ready Yotzei make Kiddush Midaraisa. Am I going to make Kiddush at home again? Yes. Why? To fulfill the mitzvah Midarabanan, Kiddush Halakos. But only the Rabbanan, right? My wife, let's say, did not daven Marv, didn't say any Divrei Shevach the Kiddush of Shabbos. Are women obligated to midaraisa in Kiddush? Yes, absolutely, right? Has she fulfilled anything yet? No. I come home, I've already fulfilled the mitzvah daraisa, she has not. So what you have is mi chayiv midrabanan, she's chayiv midaraisa. Ask the Dogon Ravava, it's one fundamental rule of being motzi other people in mitzvos. Is that, let's say, can a katan be motzi me in Kiddush? No, of course not. Why not? Because a katan is only chayiv midin chinuch, is only chayiv midrabanan. I'm chayiv midaraisa. Someone who's chayiv midrabanan can't be motzi. Somebody who's chayiv midaraisa. Right? Katan can't be motzi me in Mikra Megillah. He's chayiv midrabanan, trade rabanan, I'm chayiv chad rabanan. Whenever there's a lower level chiyuv, can't be motzi someone who has a higher level chiyuv. If I already was yotzei Kiddush daraisa in shul, and I come home, and now I'm only chayiv midrabanan in Kiddush Halakos, so my wife is still chayiv midoraisa, shouldn't she be making her own Kiddush? How could I possibly motzi you, yeah?
Is she already yotze through lighting candles, possibly?
Would she be yotze through lighting candles? Is that the Divrei Shevach, the Kiddush of Shabbos? Or she says lahadlik ner shel Shabbos? Probably not. According to Rikvi Eger, if she says good Shabbos to you on your way in, she's yotze. But let's assume, like the Bir Alacha, that's not nearly enough. You need something more than that. So says Dogon Ravava, how could this work? So the simple answer is, of course this works. Let's say I said Kiddush once, I made Kiddush in Shul. Can I make Kiddush again at home? Or then someone else comes and says, oh, I didn't hear Kiddush yet, I don't want to drink any schnapps or anything, can you just make Kiddush for me? Or I don't want to drink grape juice if you have a dry shul. So you make Kiddush for me. So can you make Kiddush for them again? If you already made Kiddush? Yes, of course you can. Why? You're not chayiv anymore at all. You're not chayiv at all anymore. Forget about the Rabbanan, the Araisa. If you already made Kiddush alakos, then you're not chayiv at all anymore. Why can you make Kiddush for somebody else? Because we have a concept, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zel Zeh, that all Jews bear a certain level of responsibility for each other. And therefore, Midin Arvus, there's a concept called Yatza Motzi. That even if I've already been Yotze the mitzvah, I could still be Motzi others in the mitzvah that I've already been Yotze. As long as I'm a Bar Chiyuv on the same level as them. That I was a Bar Chiyuv on the same level as them, even though I've already been Yotze, I could still be Motzi them. If I was never a Bar Chiyuv on the same level as them, then I cannot be Motzi them. That's why a child can't be Motzi me in Kiddush. But if I was a Bar Chiyuv on the same level, I just was Yotze. So Arvus. So what kind of kasha? Dagmar Vav, it's not a good kasha then. Arvus. So Dagmar Vav says, no, there's one piece missing to the puzzle. There's a rush in the third parak of Brachos, Simen Yud Gimel, where the rush writes that nashim are not bechlal arvus, that women are not included in the arvus. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zel Zeh, but not women. Women never accepted that responsibility for other people. So says Dagan Ravava, maybe it's a two-way street, that if women are not Arev for men, men are also not Arev for women. So if the concept of arvus doesn't apply to women, assuming it's a two-way street, all the rush says that women are not Arev for men, right? But says Dagan Ravava, if it's a two-way street, and men are not, because women are not Arev for men are not Arev for women either, that it was just a package deal, that, you know, Shishim Rebo, 600,000 males, said, we're going to take responsibility for each other, and women didn't, and men didn't take responsibility for the women, then we have a real kasha. How could a man be motzi his wife? He has a lesser chiyuv, and don't tell me arvus, because women aren't included in arvus. And the problem is, every single Jewish household, or a large majority of Jewish households, work this way, where a man comes home from shul, and says Kiddush for women. How is that okay? Dog Ravav is stunned by this kasha. He says, use such a lashon, I think somewhere, where he says, I don't understand. Heich matzini yadenu v'raglenu. I mean, where do we begin? It's overwhelming. So the Achronim all took this as a challenge to try to answer this kasha. And the truth is, I'll leave it for you for home. I'll tell you what some of the Achronim say, the more creative answers. For your own edification, if you read the Rush that he's based on, source number 24, Perek Gimel Simen Yud Gimel, that Rush about how women are not included in Arvos, you'll see that the Kasha is not a Kasha, that it's a misreading of the Rush. It seems to be a misreading of the Rush. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger points this out. And Dag Ravava added or took away a letter from the quotation of the Rush. The Rush says women are not included in ha-arvus. Rabbi Kiveg, the Dagmar Vava says women are not included in arvus. And that letter makes all the difference in the world, but I'm not going to explain that to you now. Let's get to some of the more interesting answers, and you can work on that later. First answer, possibly, is there's a famous dispute between Tosfos and the Ran at the beginning of Maseches Sukkah, where Tosfos writes that if a person, based on the Gemara says that if someone sits in a sukkah that's 6x6 tefachim, even though midaraisa, that's all you need, it doesn't need to be 7x7 tefachim, it's only midarabanan that has to be 7x7 tefachim so that you can have room for your table, because if your table's outside of your sukkah, we're afraid you can end up where your table is. So the Gemara is such a lashon, im keina sisa lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. If this is what you've been doing your whole life, sitting in a 6x6 sukkah, you were never mekayim in the mitzvah of sukkah in your life. Ask Tosfos, why not? They were mekayim in the mitzvah midaraisa every time, just not the mitzvah midrabanan. So says Tosfos, a phenomenal chiddush, that the rabbanan have the ability to change a mitzvah and make it that you're not even yotzi midaraisa. Once the rabbanan add to a mitzvah, once the rabbanan make certain siyagim and gedarim onto a mitzvah, if you don't do the mitzvah the way the Rabbanan told you to do it, not only are you not yotzei mida Rabbanan, you're not even yotzei mida Raisa. Ran says, no, lo kiyam to mitzvah sukkim yamecha just means you were never mekayim the mitzvah the way the Rabbanan really wanted you to be mekayim the mitzvah. But it doesn't mean you weren't mekayim the mitzvah mida Raisa. Of course you're mekayim the mitzvah mida Raisa. According to Tosfos, though, and Tosfos does have support, Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, Daf Alva Mal Aleph, we saw earlier in the summer, I think, talks about Kriya Shema. According to the Shita of the Chachamim, you can only read Kriya Shema until Chatzos. Why? Because we're afraid, really this man is all night, but we're afraid that if we let you wait till later, you're going to forget it and you're going to miss Kriya Shema entirely. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, what if it's after Chatzos? Should he still say Shema? So Rabbeinu Yonah quotes, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah quote from the Rabbeinu Yonah, no. It's a waste of time. What do you mean it's a waste of time? Midar Raisa, the Chum agreed that this man is called Laila. No, but once the Chum made a rule that you only say it until Chatzos, they can rob you of your Kiyum Dar Raisa. They could take away the kiyum d'oraisa if you don't do it exactly the way they want you to do it. So there is support for this Tosfos in other Rishonim. You find it in Rabbeinu Yonah. The Ran has support in other places as well. But Minchas Chinuch suggests in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph that maybe this is the answer to the Dogma of Avos Kasha. Yes, when you say Kiddush at Shul, you should be Yotzei Midaraisa. But guess what? The Rabbanim came along once upon a time and taught us that you're supposed to say Kiddush Al Hakos. And since the time that the Rabbanim taught us that you're supposed to say Kiddush Al Hakos, you're no longer Yotzei with Kiddush and Shul. Because you're not doing it the way the Rabbanim told you to do it. So when you come home, you're still Chayiv Midaraisa. Huge Kiddush. Why is it a huge Kiddush? Good. We have all these Rishonim Rachonim that say Yotzei, and they knew about the Gemara Pesachim. They're supposed to say Kiddush Halakos, right? They knew Kiddush Makom Suda. They knew. They learned the 10th Parak of Pesachim. But everyone still thinks for some reason that you're Yotzei. That you're Yotzei Kiddush and Shul. So what in the world are they talking about? But even more than that, what's the lumdus? Why is it different though? Meaning, you're right, so it's different. Why is it different? The difference is so obvious though, no? When you sit in the sukkah that's 6x6 tefachim, are you doing something right or are you doing something wrong? You're doing something wrong. You're not supposed to sit in that kind of sukkah. Right? When you, what was the other example we gave? When you say Shema after Chatzos, is that the best way to do it? Are we cheering you on? No, that's terrible. You shouldn't do that. You should have said it before Chatzos. When you go to shul to daven on Friday night, are you doing something right or are you doing something wrong? You're going to say Kiddush Al Hakos when you come home. You're planning on it. You're not violating anything. When we say that the Rabbanan take away your Kiyum D'Oraisa, that's when you violate something the Rabbanan said. Over here, you're not in violation of anything. You're doing everything right. Why would they be Kones you, your Mitzvah D'Oraisa, in that case? So that's what Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points out, that answer is an unacceptable answer based on that. Rav Asher in Minchas Asher in Pesachim also has a similar idea. Minchas Chinuch then suggests, no, maybe you're not Yotzei in Shul because the Gemara also mentions that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Gemara in Pesachim says you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, but again you have the same kashya you asked before. And what, the Magen Avraham didn't know that? The Ram didn't know that? So that's going to be a problem. Another approach that Minchas Chinuch suggests is that maybe it's a tali in Mitzvah Shrichs Kavana. That maybe when you daven, you're dafka having Kavana not to be Yotzei Kiddush. And therefore, why? Why are you dafka having Kavana not to be Yotzei Kiddush? Because you want to be Yotzei Kiddush al kos, the best way, later. So when I daven, I want to be Yotzei davening. I don't want to be Yotzei Kiddush. And maybe therefore I'm not Yotzei Kiddush. The problem with that is, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, when you're saying the words of davening, what are you thinking? Shabbos is special, it's great. You're thinking what the meaning of the words are. That is Kiddush. Doesn't matter whether you intend to be Yotzei this mitzvah. You are doing Kiddush. With Kavanah for being Mekadesh Shabbos. I don't want it to count toward that mitzvah. What do you mean? You're being Mekadesh Shabbos. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman doesn't like that answer either. So he rejects all three answers of the mitzvah.
You can have Kavanah for the words, but not for the mitzvah.
So Rosh Shlomo Zalman doesn't think so in this case. You can't say, I don't want it to be a check in the box up in Shemayim, but I'm having full kavanah to do exactly what the mitzvah is supposed to be. Like, he finds that weird. He can't fathom such a thing. So, the real answer, I think, is the one I'm not going to tell you because I got to run and give a shiur. But take a look at that Rabbi Kiveger, take a look at that Rush, and maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. Have a good night.